Out of respect.
Out of respect, a little tribute to the late, great Johnny Carson.
I didn't even know this happened until I got here today and I was eating your dad's chili.
And, well, Will mentioned it, you know, on the telephone. Otherwise, I would have been...
I had no idea, man. I had no idea. And your father mentioned it today and I'm floored, man. I'm in shock.
Absolute shock. I mean, that the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, I mean, I know that he was, what, the second host.
Yeah.
But he was the just immensely long-running host of the show.
Well, Johnny Carson is responsible, and that's what I got to thinking about, too, when I heard this. It comes into play here because Johnny Carson is responsible for a lot of what you hear on talk radio and TV talk shows today. The format, the style, the method, he is one of the people that was responsible for that format of creating that and architecting that. So that's why the first thing I thought, like, well, geez, you know, I think about ghostly talk sometimes, you know, like, you know, we don't
have a format.
Well, roughly sometimes. But, you know, I sometimes picture it like it's a joke in my brain, like when I'm trying to amuse myself, like, you know, like us sitting at, you know, at one of those huge desks on a stage like that with coffee cups in our hands. And, like, you know, our guests coming and sitting down, you know, hey, everybody. So, hey, how you doing? Hey, what's going on? You know, we have the guest band playing. We have our drummer and stuff and whatever's going on. It's just for amusing. And that's, when you think about it, that's Johnny Carson.
Oh, yeah.
That's Johnny Carson right there. That was his thing.
Maybe. I mean, it's just amazing. And it's a very sad, very sad day.
Plus, he did some funny stuff, too.
Oh, yes.
I actually bought my father a few years ago because he loves Johnny Carson, and I haven't even talked to him about that yet today. So, and here's one thing I didn't do yet.
Uh-oh.
You guys are watching me. I'm turning the phone off.
Okay. I turned mine off.
You hear that? It's off.
Good job.
Mine's on silent across the room.
Well, mine is off.
Always trying to one-up me, aren't you?
Well, actually, both of my cell phones are off.
Okay, so
that
yeah.
means we can actually start the show.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, we're officially on. No, I bought my dad a box set a couple years ago, and he just watched that thing nonstop. And I got to watch it, too. And Johnny Carson's old school. He's been around for years, and I never really could sit up that late as a child and watch it, and like getting older, whatnot, just the other interests. But I got to watching these tapes with my dad, and I was falling out of the chair cracking up. Some of the stuff this guy did with his guests, it was hysterical. So, I mean, personally, myself, I'm really like... Step back, you know.
He had a lot of great comedy. He had a lot of great information, a lot of great interviews. I mean, he interviewed some, you know, the movers and shakers of Hollywood. And
yeah, they were all in line to get on his show.
Oh, heavens, yeah.
I mean, that's where the exposure was.
Yeah.
Johnny Carson was the man. Even in his heyday, even in his later years, he was still way up there. So, little show of respect, slide of the hand. Hey, wow, sorry.
Johnny, as you continue your journey...
We'll miss you.
We will miss you here.
When you're at that great giant desk in the sky...
But feel free to call Ghostly Talk at any time.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're calling you out, Johnny Carson. Now you...
So, with that, I have to say, this is indeed Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
I'm Will.
And Karma will be here next week, we hope.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling better. And if the snow ever lets up... we got quite...
I got a real problem. Thing. Well, this is another problem I have. Another rant that I want to throw out very fast.
I'm going to get blasted.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
It's going to take me half an hour to do
I appreciate the gentlemen that have these plows on their trucks.
Yeah.
The guys just buy these big old trucks and they decide to throw a plow on there to, like, you know, put a few more inches on theirself, I assume, or something like that or whatever. And, you know, they have a good use. And there's probably... Yeah, we probably have a few listeners that are in this vein that had the plow on their truck. But just because you have a plow on your truck doesn't mean you can run people off the road. Okay, this happened to me on my way here today. As a matter of fact, this guy had a big old Dodge truck. Will won't even look at me.
I don't have a truck anymore. I have a Durango.
Oh, okay. So, and he's got this monster like pointed plow like you could cut through a building with or something.
Right.
And there's, you know, plenty of room on the road. I mean, even with all the snow. Oh, well, I got my space here. I don't need that much space because I have a little car.
Right.
For a reason. You know,
I have a little car,
you know, just get around and cut around stuff. And he's got this truck going down the street. It's like Godzilla marching down through Japan, right?
Godzilla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
he's, like, taking the whole road. And I'm like, you know, okay, he's going to move over, you know. But, okay, he's going to move. Oops. Cut over, And what do you, you know, it totally annoyed me. I mean, okay, look, four-wheel drive's a wonderful thing, but
you slide like anybody does.
My favorite bit about snow in Michigan and all that stuff has got to be these SUV drivers.
Oh, God.
I know one who owns a Durango, and yeah. I know another who has a...
But Will, but, I think that's where Will differs, though, because you'll agree with me on this.
Well...
That okay. Will is like, we prefer to...
He drives like an old man.
We'll give him sleeping pills if we're going to use his truck to knock him out, so we have to drive, right?
Because
we'll never get there.
We would never get there. He drives 25 and a 55.
You and I and Christy, we got to
who?
Go Karma. we got to
who's
Indiana in good time.
Who did we go to there with? Yeah. Yes, we did. That was not bad. It was a heck of a lot better time than the previous trip. When we had to drive halfway out there, drive back.
That was a debacle.
Then drive out there in traffic. Yeah.
That was a debacle.
That was interesting. But yeah, we did.
You take it easy, though. That's the point.
You take it easy.
I can see you. You drive slow on cement, dry cement. So I can only imagine what you do on the snow, right?
Actually, I'm driving really, really bad.
Oh, are you? So you're one of them then.
I have four-wheel drive, you know. I can do 45 miles an hour.
You have four-wheel drive. You can do 45 miles an hour.
Yeah, well, the same thing is said for all these other SUV owners.
Put your head in chains.
They really, really seem to think that they can drive anywhere, anytime.
They can just cut right around you, you know, whatever.
And I noticed today that... Utica Road here in, well, that was actually in Roseville.
Yeah.
Was closed because there were a couple of SUVs that decided to try and occupy the same space at the same time. And
they were both within the same dimension, you see. So when you're occupying the same dimension, you can't do that with your truck.
You can't occupy the same space at the same time in the same dimension.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't
work. No, it don't work.
And they what happened was, it's slippery. People. Slippery.
And then some.
And I don't care if you have, unless you have a tank,
mm-hmm.
you could slide. So even if you have an SUV.
Don't give them any ideas. Don't give anybody any ideas, because now we're going to see a bunch of tanks rolling around.
The next hot car is a...
If you're not going fast enough, they're just going to literally roll right over you.
Yesterday and today, I did venture out into the world in the snow, storm and in the snow.
Yeah.
And I did not see a single H2 or Hummer.
Tells you something, don't it?
I wonder.
Yeah, I wonder.
But I saw every idiot in an SUV.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a lot of really small cars in the
day. We were
on the freeway.
They just, like, blow off in the wind.
But, hey, I drove to the other side of town and back yesterday. And, like I was telling you guys before the show, you were like, well, man, you must have been hell on you. I'm like, actually, the drive for me wasn't that bad. I come right out of the big pile of snow my car was buried in. I just cut right out of it. Took it easy, got on the road, drove slow. I'm watching around my car,
mm-hmm.
and all the
fishtailing
down the road.
Yeah, as it goes on around you. Yeah,
and it's pretty entertaining if you're just sitting there with a box of popcorn. But normally, you know, on a international freeway, you're going to be driving perchance.
Right.
So it's kind of scary. Take it easy, every play. You got to slow down.
Man, everyone's in a hurry. And speaking of which, I am in a hurry to say
Ooh.
That Ghostly Talk is aired. I've been trying to get this out for
sorry.
10 minutes now.
Sorry. You gave me that look about the SUV thing. So.
I'm in a hurry to say that Ghostly Talk is aired on the Pioneer Radio Network. That's pioneer.rolo, R-O-L-O.net.
Yep.
Every Sunday night from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we're aired live. We are aired in replay. On that station and many, many others.
Oh, yeah.
And
a couple new ones coming up, too.
Mm-hmm. So keep watching our website for links in the GT Friends section and watch for that. The website has been getting a phenomenal number of hits.
Don't know what's going on.
Don't know what happened.
We've been checking it out. I mean, I actually stole the link from you, finally, with all the server stats.
Those are old now.
Well, no, it's 2000. Well, they're old now, yeah, but we have up to the date. You know, as far as hits for 2005,
right?
This is the first couple of weeks, and can't pinpoint.
I don't know where they're coming.
I don't know where they're coming from.
It's absolutely insane.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. So everybody,
thank you.
Post to the journals, give us news ideas. Havoc's been doing a super job.
A resident news guy
of doing news articles.
And hey, I gotta say one thing about Havoc. I'm sorry, Doug. I saw his latest journal entry on his T-shirt purchases.
Uh huh.
And he bought a Venom T-shirt, and I'm like, oh yeah.
Oh,
Grasshopper, you're he's forming. The metamorphosis of a true rubberhead is coming. Excellent. It's going to be wonderful. So excellent. wonderful choice in t-shirts.
That's good to hear. and also our website, speaking of it, is www.ghostlytalk.com. Today we have a really, really, really extra special show for you.
Yeah.
Because other than us ranting and raving about other things, we are also going to be talking to Vance West.
Yeah, our man.
Yes.
Down in Florida.
Trinity Science International.
Email King, all-around badass.
Yep.
Remote viewer. Vance West. What we're going to be doing today is rolling out part two of the ORVP. We're going to do another one.
Excellent.
And what we're going to kind of do on this show today, Vance and myself discussed it a little bit on email. He's like, well, what do you want to talk about? I'm like, let's go with it, man, like we always do. Let's try to get a plan for what we're going to do with this next project, because the last project was great.
Yeah.
I mean, the results were staggering.
Superior. There's absolutely, they blew my mind, that's for sure.
But what's going to happen is the roles are going to change as far as Ghostly Talk goes this time. We're going to change the roles.
What are we going to do?
Well, we're
not going to be the managers and coordinators and stuff.
Not this time.
I want to actually participate.
We're going to switch roles here, and Will and Karma are going to be the project managers.
Excellent. That's great.
It's going to be interesting, I know. And if it's anything like last time. I mean, because we were just like shaking our heads, like, oh wow, this is something else. And I mean, Will, you can come. Well, I don't know if you can't come to me. You won't be able to talk to me about anything.
You
gotta
go to Vance or whoever he puts you in contact with.
Because I've done a project manager role already, as far as this thing goes, and it's like I was so scared I was gonna screw something up that I was calling Vance like at 2 a.m. Vance, are you up? Yeah. Yeah. What do I do here? I'm scared.
Well, the coolest thing is, so you're going to have to get in touch with Vance. The coolest thing is now Ghostly Talk, of course, has a P.O. box.
Oh, yeah, it's a new thing. I forgot about this week.
It's like P.O. box 123 or 321 or something like that.
I'm tired of the stalkers beating on my window at 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay, we're all tired of it, so we have a P.O. box now. We've erased our addresses for the few people that have them, and we'll keep them to themselves, right?
Okay. Yes, yeah. I think people have been so far absolutely fantastic.
They've been
privacy.
Very, very. Thank you. Because we do ask that. Like, you know, a few people we've, hey, okay, look, you know, you're cool with us. We'll play ball with you. But we decided what the t-shirts are, like, in production as we speak, too.
Yes, they are. That's true.
That's another big thing. And that this whole P.O. box thing is part of that, where we're going to, you know.
And it can also be part of the upcoming open remote
viewing. Yeah, absolutely.
So, because
we'll use it for anything.
Some people had to, like, run up to FedEx Kinko's or whatever, plug to, not like any one of us works there anymore.
Yeah, I used to.
before it was FedEx.
Yeah, before that.
Yeah. But the
you before the takeover, I mean merger.
Unattractive brown.
It was a takeover.
I know it was a takeover. It's always a takeover. It's never a merger.
So they but before the, you know, people would have to run up there or whatever to fax it in
and
stuff. Now if you do your remote viewing early enough, you just send it to the
PO box.
We will scan it in and we will get it to
we'll take care of it for you.
It'll be
Hey, if you just want to send us a nice little letter, anthrax free of course.
Right.
To our P.O. box, feel free. I mean, if you want to send us a letter, go ahead. That'd be great. You know, if there's something you want to send to there.
Yeah,
I got
the press kit thing.
Yeah, we're gonna get all that stuff taken care of. This just happened this week, but actually, I can tell you what it is if you guys want to know what it is.
It's like 321.
The P.O. box is. I know what it is. I know it by heart. It's P.O. box. Get your pen and paper out, people.
I know it.
Oh, you want? you gotta do it in your radio voice though.
No. You can do it.
Okay.
I'll just make sure you're right.
The P.O. box is P.O. box number 321, Warren, Michigan, 48090.
Excellent job.
Thank you. So yeah, if you want to send anything there,
Ghostly Talk, care of Scott Lambert.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah, you do.
You said when you signed for it, you have to put it up there.
We can just put Ghostly Talk on there. Actually, this is the business name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that
rocks. Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't have to do the care of line.
Not really, no.
Oh, good.
You can just put Ghostly Talk on there.
Then when I do the press kit thing, I'll take it out.
Yeah, it'll be fine. I'll double check that, but when I talk to the guy about it, he needs the Ghostly Talk, whatever.
Okay, so,
I can double check it, though. I have the paperwork right here, as a matter of fact. But, so if you want to send stuff there, go ahead. I mean, we'd love to get to, I mean, emails are a lot of fun, but that paper. Sometimes it's nice to unfold something and with your eyes closed going, God, I hope this isn't anthrax. <You know>? I've done that when we've gotten mail.
I think that scare's pretty over.
Yeah, well, yeah, that fad, I mean, scare's over now. But that's going on now. T-shirts are in production. They're being worked on. We get the designs are just about done care of our man Will right here. He's getting it all taken care of for us right now. So we're going to hope to be getting, like, the design up for everybody to check out. Our winner
for
the contest will be getting his. He gets priority service on this one.
Yeah.
We're actually, the first run we do, which is going to be a test line for all of us and stuff like that, he's going to get one sent to him right away. We have his address. So we.
You have it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, okay, I have it taken care of.
Good.
So he'll be getting that. God, I always forget his name too.
It's Gorilla 72.
Yeah, Gorilla 72. Yeah. That's the user handle, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is his Christian name or not.
I have it in my email somewhere.
Is it his surname or his?
I asked him for his size.
It's Mr. Gorilla 72 to you, okay? So
yeah.
Well, he'll be getting his T-shirt right away. So if you are listening, Gorilla, congratulations! Thank you again for the great tagline. We love it. We're so happy with that. So you'll be getting that sent out right away. So as soon as they're done, as soon as we have the model on hand, right, Will? The model's waiting on hand, our official GT model.
We're just waiting for them to, we go pick them up.
Yeah, we just have to
pick them up. We're taking pictures.
Yeah, we'll get the photos up. What we're gonna do, a plan right now is to keep it
blonde.
That's part of the plan too, but the plan right now is the P.O. box.
And next we're gonna start selling beer and cars, right?
Yeah, Ghostly Talk
T-shirts. Ghostly Talk beer and cars.
Ghostly Talk ale.
Ghostly Talk beer koozies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
Actually, you know what would be better for Ghostly Talk listeners? Those hats that have the two.
Yeah.
You can do a double shot.
Take this out on your next ghost hunt.
Yeah.
The cops will love you.
Well, Havoc model that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
So that's the plan right now. The P.O. box has been put in place for that. If you want to send us an order via snail mail, you'll be able to send us a check or a money order or whatever. We'll have the prices up on the site for you to check out. You can send it to the P.O. box, and we're going to set up a PayPal account for you guys also. So if you have a PayPal account and you want to do it like that, you can just PayPal it over, and we'll send you out a shirt. And that's going to be basically the two ways we're going to do this. If there's another easier way, hey, we're all ears. If somebody wants to send us an idea, we'll check into it for sure. But that's going to be the plan for right now. So just hang tight with us. Yeah, just give us a little bit more time.
We're learning, too.
We've been taking hits left and right. 4.5
Yeah.
We're like,
even me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doug.
And I didn't have all that much to do with it because Will's in charge of the design.
Yeah.
You were in charge of the P.O. box, so it's all sort of happening without me, but that's okay. Because I started a new job.
Yeah, you started a new job. So we're giving you a stress leave.
Yeah. I did disappear for 2 days. So.
We were wondering what happened to Doug. That happens with you every once in a while.
Yeah.
Like, you'll just go MIA, and we're like, hey, Will, call. Hey, you talking to Doug?
No.
And I start having flashbacks of, like, 2002, right? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I start having flashbacks, and I'm like, no, I haven't talked to Doug. I'll call him, too, so I'll call you, and then he'll call you again, then I'll call you, and then I'll start calling your house, and then talking to your parent. Hey, where's he? I don't know where he's at right now. So,
I carry two cell phones now.
You're worse than us.
Two cell phones.
He doesn't even answer one of them.
Do you realize?
I have a phone.
When I met this guy, he had nothing. He had nothing. He had nothing. I'm surprised he had an email.
All I need is this lamp.
Yeah. You had an email address, and that's all I knew you by was.
That's what I liked.
That's how we communicated, was via email. Now you have two cell phones, a pager, a satellite dish on top of your house. You have, don't you have the little roving lab also, the communications lab? It says Doug on the side of it.
Getting a hold of one of them, yeah.
Yeah, so you
that's in the shop being painted right now.
Yeah, it's a big Doug. I'm going to say Doug.
GT Doug.
GT
Doug, yeah. that username will get you in on almost every site on the web, by the way. GT Doug, and then my standard password. If you figure it out, you can get into any
site
on the web. Dude,
you
got
set on you for that one, man.
Well,
you are going all out now.
You gotta sign up for, in order to get into this. Well, not like the...
Just about any site now.
But like those news sites and all that kind of stuff. It's all GT Doug, and then the standard password that I always use for everything, so... It's terrible.
You are. That's gutsy. That's very gutsy.
I don't care. Those are throwaway accounts.
They basically are.
Those are throwaway accounts.
You get an email from some website. We're banning you because of...
yeah,
hostile
logged,
content.
You were logged on 1,400 times, or 1,400,000 times.
And you use the F word 1,400,000 times or something or whatever. So that's yeah. that's kind of what's been going on around here, you know,
yeah,
as far as it's been hectic
we
getting
have
it
been,
together.
We have been meditating.
Yeah. Oh, last week was cool. Did we talk about that last week?
We did. We talked
about it. We were going to try to do it this week, but this snow thing has just killed
it
everybody.
It didn't work for everybody. So, no. Yeah. So but have you been meditating
yeah.
personally?
Yeah. Hmm? Getting you the same thing, too. It's consistent. I'll share that. It's consistent mm-hmm. of what I'm seeing. I'm not seeing different things every time I go down or I think I go down. I'm kind of seeing the same setting, and I guess that's good. I mean, I'm getting some consistency,
well,
and there's something. I mean, I don't really know how to gauge it yet. I'm still learning, like anybody else is. I'm still waiting for Mark. I got to email Mark again because mm-hmm. I want to get that SpiritCon report up. I'm hoping he's going to let us put that up on our website for everybody to download the whole SpiritCon report. Coast to Coast lets you hear snippets of it. We're going to give you the whole thing if we can. If Mark will let us do it,
if he'll release it,
yeah.
I don't know if he'll release it.
I really wish he would, because it's free anyways. He sent us the cassette. He sent me that for free, and I just sent him the money back for. I think I've already done that. I have to email him back and ask him. I told him I'd send him the money back. I told him I was going to send him, like, you know, whatever the postage was, whatever your costs were. I'll send you a check for that. By the way, I'm going to throw another name out there just to piss everybody off.
Okay.
I got a bill from Nextel this month. My last bill from Nextel. Which,
okay.
You know, applause everywhere, right? Because everybody knows how I feel about Nextel. Take a wild guess what the balance was on my account. Just anybody.
They charged you for canceling the contract, didn't they?
No, no, no. My contract was up. I'm clean. No, I broke clean.
Well, it was by a month. So what, $54?
16 cents.
Did you write a check for 16
cents? I wrote a check today for 16 cents. You know what I put on the menu? I mean, I'm sorry. You know what I put on the memo?
Memo line?
WTF with a question mark after it. I was so close to taking a picture of it and putting it up on the website. I showed it to FJ, and I'm like, dude, look at this thing. He's just like, oh, my God. I think that is the smallest check I've ever written in my entire life. It has to be. But, I mean, I imagine if I wouldn't have wrote a check for it.
Then they would have sent it to collection.
Yeah, 20 years from now, it would have been like $16 or something.
Yeah.
You owe us 1,000% interest on this right now. You owe us $16. Okay, I'm shaking in my boots. Hang on. So, yeah, I had to write a check out for that. I thought that was hysterical. I mean, I know they can't let anything slide, can they? But here we go.
It cost them more to send that bill to you.
It cost me more to send it out. I put a stamp on that thing.
Right.
That was 37 cents I sent out for that bill. I am
leaving.
Yeah.
And they did it too, though. Because, you know,
they're paying postage also.
They have economies of scale, but they pay less in postage per piece.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
I know it's more than 16 cents,
it's
though.
It's also the envelope, the printing,
mm-hmm.
the time, the sorters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you divide it out, it actually costs more. It costs, I heard,
mm-hmm.
an average of, I think it was like $1.25 per
wow.
thing.
That's actually pretty expensive when you think about it.
It is, but and it's not just like the paper and the ink and you know the envelope. It's the processing and
everything,
the manual sorting and things like that they have to go through.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm proud to say that I am free and clear. I paid my debt. I had 2 years in prison, in cell phone prison, and I'm free as a bird now. Have you had a call at my house in the last month that dropped?
Nope.
You have not. Will? Have you had a...
What?
Have you had a call to my house in the last month that dropped? Think hard.
No, I don't think I have.
I've been so happy.
Yeah.
It's been like just living in a dream. So I'm free. I feel so good about it. That's why I'm in a good mood today, because I don't have to deal with them anymore.
Well, just
still leaving the banner up on the site, though.
Yeah. Nextel sucks. They really suck.
Mm-hmm.
Banner, yeah. I saw that today.
It pops up.
He doesn't have Nextel anymore. But I do.
And you'll learn the wonders of Nextel, the world of Nextel, how wonderful it is.
That's the new work phone. The old work phone is the Verizon.
Vance West is coming on.
Yes.
Vance West will be on here in a few minutes. We're going to talk about this new ORVP Part 2. And it's going to be interesting. I know it's going to be way out there. We're going to get the ideas together. If you have any input, hit the chat line. Or, yeah, the live chat line.
Fortunately,
with Sexy Will.
Yeah, you what you do to do that, by the way,
yeah.
is you go to what was it, pioneer.rollo.net,
mm-hmm.
and you click on the text chat link in the little control knob down at the bottom,
mm-hmm.
and it'll take you to a thing. If you've got Java enabled, it will pop right up and let you into the chat rooms. If not, you just get an IRC client, such as MIRC or mm-hmm. something like that, and log into the Undernet network. We're on the Undernet network in #PioneerRadio.
Get in there and ask some questions while we're doing this, because it's still a new thing. Even though we've done one, we're still learning.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were a man. It was sort of like just stuff for us, but I want to actually do the exercise. I want to do the exercise, and I want to see that video. Who's got a copy of that video that he put together, the training video?
I have it.
I want it.
Okay. Yeah, I have it at home.
Cool.
It's very good.
Doug has the videos. I have the books.
What do you have, Doug? What do you got, man? What do you got?
Got nothing for you.
You got nothing, man.
Got nothing.
Let's take a break.
All I need is this lamp. I saw that. I saw the jerk on TV. It was on like USA or something just like 2 weeks ago.
All I need is this lamp. That's Doug.
Steve Martin. Steve Martin, absolutely.
Well,
absolutely
excuse me.
We'll be back with Vance West.
www.missourighost.net. You are listening to Ghostly Talk.
Hey, God. What's up?
time.
Yeah, I remember her saying, I'm already dead. 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 I'm already dead.
Well, may I manage to stand up and hold your hands and some stupid thing?
I'm already dead. I'm already dead.
You're going to get up and scream.
I'm already dead. I'm already dead.
You're going to get up and burn an X in your head.
I hear about Phobos being on vacation.
What?
Phobos is on vacation. What does he do? Does he go to like a math conference?
His physics club alumni meeting he's got to go to.
Ah, yes, okay. Physics club alumni.
Dude, he is probably at like the most swankiest, filthy, disgusting, topless bar ever imagined here in the States. You got him all wrong, dude. I bet you he
probably
is like just, he's got a lot of cash in his pocket right now.
Uh-huh.
And he is throwing 50s pounds everywhere.
50 pounds at everybody, yeah.
Hey, Crikey! Yeah, yeah. Throwing money around.
Okay.
I agree. But I think we should think about this more.
Right, right.
I think he's hiding something. I didn't know he was on vacation.
The only way I knew is I popped in,
uh-huh,
and it says P. Holiday, and I'm sure that doesn't mean, you know...
Holiday.
Holiday. Phobos is on a holiday.
Phobos to holiday, yeah.
Well,
okay.
people were getting an archive originally at the beginning of the show.
No,
not everybody, but just some people. So, some of the people who were getting it live redirected everybody else to the live, or were getting the archive redirected to people who were getting it live. So
that's funny.
Wait a minute,
Ghost Hunter actually helped us out. Yeah.
Thank you.
Ghostly Talk is competing with an archive of Ghostly Talk.
Exactly.
That's how good we are.
From 2 weeks ago.
There's no challenge anymore, man. We just got to compete against ourselves.
This is insane.
At least when we couldn't get a hold of Michael Trudeau.
Oh, that was quite a show.
Yeah, thanks. use that archive. We appreciate it.
You guys, we are extremely, extremely fortunate to have for you a return guest, somebody who we worked with to provide the first, as far as we know, open remote viewing project to the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pleased to bring him back and to announce the next incarnation of the open remote viewing project. It'll
part
be an open
two.
Yeah, open remote viewing project. What part two? Electric Boogaloo or something? that will rock. I think you just turned purple. That will rot.
Ben's listening to his house.
Is he hung up yet?
I don't know. We do indeed.
What the hell's going on down here? There's too much caffeine. You're on a diet.
I can still drink Diet Pop.
Doug bought a new foam piece today, so he's all happy.
I'm giddy.
Everybody's giddy.
We
got like an hour and a half to go here, man.
Know,
what's going
I know,
on?
I know. So we are extremely fortunate to have a return guest from Trinity Science International. Welcome to Ghostly Talk, Vance West.
Hey, good evening, guys. You guys are in rare form already.
I was expecting to hear the phone go click.
Sorry, Vance.
So, yeah.
We started out strong, and we're going to keep going strong the rest of the show.
Yeah, this is something.
It's good to be back, and thank you guys for inviting me back. It's a wonderful show, and what an awesome show you guys had last week. That was amazing with Michael Trudeau.
We were really blown away by that. It was some real, I mean, it's rare we get guests on the show. We usually, you know, we obviously by doing this, we have the gift of gab, and we can usually, you know, hey, all right, cool, and we can talk back and forth with our guests, but sometimes you get somebody on here, and there's only been a few that literally leave us speechless sometimes with the things they throw at us, and Michael Trudeau is one of those people. Honestly.
Yeah, well, he is indeed an icon in rate talk radio. He's an icon in, obviously, the financial realm.
Yeah.
So he knows what he's talking about, and it's just amazing that him, just like, for example, Mark Kimmel, is that his name?
Yeah.
Who was a businessman, a very highly successful businessman, and then you know, saw a UFO and changed his entire life.
Yeah.
And this fellow, you know, Michael Trudeau, just an amazing, I mean, that's a name in talk radio. And to have him talk to us about the cashless society was or the upcoming Cancer mm-hmm. Society was just incredible because I got to ask all the questions that I wanted,
mm-hmm.
and it was very educational to me. So I'm really, really glad that he joined us last week.
Yeah, definitely. All snags yeah. included. It was great to have him on there. But what's up, Vance? It's been a while.
Gosh, when was the last time? Was it
September?
It was July, I guess.
It was July.
But, you know, the thing is, you're like, oh, no, nothing's going on. Ha! Trinity Science International is going gangbusters.
Yeah, we got a lot going on, and 2005 is going to be just an amazing year for us here, and we got sidetracked for a couple of months there during the hurricane season down here in Florida. It was kind of crazy with the hurricanes. We got really, really lucky, knock on wood. I'm sitting right here on the bay, so, it was just a nonstop boarding up windows and doors, unboarding, boarding up, unboarding, kissing the house goodbye, you know, just nonstop. But, thankfully, very fortunate here. Unfortunately, a lot of people south of us and other areas got hit really, really bad. Still a lot of damage down here. But, things are starting to recover, and like I say, luckily, very fortunate here. But now we're back on track in 2005. We've got a lot going on.
Well, the site's brand new. I've been checking the site out lately, and you guys have done some work on the site, which is just a small thing, obviously. Aside from what other work do you guys have going on right now? Is there any particular projects you guys are working on?
Well, we always got projects going on. Some of them, some of them we are more private. Some of them are, actual cases that we can't really, put data on publicly. Now, there's always I do a lot. With my background coming from, a security investigation background, I still have a lot of work that I'm doing, and I'm doing more and more work with law enforcement agencies as far as actually assisting now on cases that, they get to a point in an investigation where their conventional methods kind of fall out and they run out of evidence, and that's where remote viewing can really come in and do some amazing things in certain scenarios. I'm doing more and more of that type of work. Unfortunately, a lot of that we can't get up onto the site because obviously it's cases that are ongoing or pending.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, yeah, we're always doing training sessions. We're always doing other types of projects, and I'm really looking forward to doing another ORVP project part two with you guys. That's going to be a real hoot. So that's going to be some awesome stuff.
Yeah, well, we're going to be, like we said in the first segment here, we're going to try to switch the roles around. Because in the last project, myself and Doug, we were the project managers.
Right.
And we're going to try to switch it around and dump it on Will and Karma now and have them act as project managers. And I heard you guys kind of, as I was making tea upstairs, you heard you guys bantering down here for a second. You're going to do a show by yourself?
Well, no.
I want to hear this. This is going to be cool. It'd be great to hear a show with just Will.
I would actually really like to see Will and Karma do a show.
Yeah.
Do a ghostly talk.
And we'll be at my place just drinking tea or Diet Pepsi.
And we'll be listening. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
do you think we should try that one?
Yeah, time? And we'll call in and just... Hi.
Hi, this is Doug and Scott. Hello.
How you doing? So that's what's going to happen, though. That's what we did last time when we were the project managers. You guys couldn't even be anywhere around. You guys had to be far away from us to produce your results in particular. So
right.
it's going to have to be that way around. Now, Vance, if you remember correctly, too, when we were doing this last project, the slew of phone calls you received from my cell phone because I was so scared, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you did an excellent job.
Well, I'm hoping Will does the same thing, too.
I'm sure. I mean, there's nothing to be afraid of or nothing that you can really mess up because we obviously, as you guys know now, looking back, we have the controls in place that there's really nothing you can mess up.
Uh-huh.
Everything will be sorted out from the tasking to the management to everything else that as long as, there's really going to be nothing you can mess up. We'll have everything taken care of as far as the envelopes and the potential targets and everything else. We'll have it set up in a way that really it's foolproof. There'll be scientifically no way you can really, really botch it.
And I can verify that, too. I can verify that. What we did on the last project was, like, sick.
Your cell number will still be in my speed dial.
It was very, very tight, and there were these protocols put in place that, you know, by Vance that said, okay, this is the way we got to do it, and this is how we're going to keep this without contaminating anything, so to say.
Yeah,
it was amazing to me.
I believe that ORVT1 worked extremely well in as far as the protocols go. I mean, it was smooth. We really, honestly and truly had absolutely no clue, not even a single clue. We didn't even know who it was who knew what the target would have been. And even that person wouldn't have known because she had put together, what, 5 targets that we had to choose from. So she didn't even know what we picked.
Yeah.
So it was, nobody knew anything until that final day.
We did that show.
Yeah.
So it was very tight. Very,
very,
very
well run.
Very
well run.
That's the that's the kicker with the whole protocols and the controls that we have in place scientifically with these is, you know, from the start all the way down, no one really is going to know what the target is. Even the tasker that puts together a handful of 5 or 6 potential targets, they're not going to know, as the project manager, whichever target that they actually pick, that tasker will not actually know what target has been picked, because the manager will actually assign a different randomly generated target ID to a target. So the tasker won't even know until the end of the project what the actual target was. And that's the, that's the amazing part of it. No one really knows, and that's the science behind it. That's why we're doing it the way we're doing it, and we're doing it in very, very tight protocols and controls to validate what's going on. And as people can see from the remnant from the first ORVP that's still on your site, I mean, the results were amazing.
They were.
Boy, when I look at those, just some of the people that sent in sessions were just an amazing example of remote viewing. And this is from people that, you know, listen to a couple shows or listen to other remote viewers and other shows, and, hey, I want to go ahead and give this a try, and that's why we wanted to do it in this format, is to make it accessible to people to just jump in and give it a shot.
Let's talk briefly about remote viewing in a nutshell, because there, we picked up a lot of listeners since we did the ORVP number one, because for some reason October this year was just absolutely phenomenal for Ghostly Talk. Well, I know why October was phenomenal for Ghostly Talk. It was a simultaneous meshing of events. Ghost Magazine, Ghost Hunters on Sci-Fi, Proof Positive on Sci-Fi, the Indiana Ghost Trackers somehow found us, which was, I'm truly thankful for. All of that, plus we had Ghost Hunter Month, where we talked to ghost hunters all month, except for that one time. And because then we got calls, so that worked out too. But it was October was just a banner month. January right now is shaping up to be another banner month. So we've picked up a lot of listeners. So let's talk about remote viewing. Why it's important, and in a nutshell, what is it, Vance?
Well, remote viewing, for people that are not familiar with remote viewing, and don't know what it is, it's a very structured technique for the ability to produce information about a place, event, person, or object that's located anywhere in time or space, and the remote viewer and anyone associated or in the presence of the remote viewer is completely blind or oblivious to what the target is. So it's the ability in a very scientific, structured way to produce information about what we call a target. That babble being aside, it's a very streamlined scientific approach developed in a couple laboratories in the military during the mid-70s to see if they could produce, for lack of a better term, psychic information using a very controlled process or technique that could be reproduced over and over again. Could they train, the common schmuckatelli, so to speak, to produce psychic information on targets? And it's a very pen-on-paper attention management skill. It's even though we talk about a very scientific approach to being psychic, it really has nothing to do with being psychic per se. This is a very structured protocol, a very structured methodology that people use that anyone can learn. This discipline can be taught to anybody. And so people that are, you know, as one of my teachers say, psychic as a rock, can, if they have the time and the discipline to sit down and really learn these techniques and these methodologies, can get a lot of times better information than most psychics.
And that's the point of it right there, is that this project we did originally, we invited everyone in.
Anybody at all.
And that was, I know that was the main gist of it, but it was probably our main obstacle too, is trying to get around that with people and go, listen, I know you're nervous, I know that you don't think you can do it, and it's not really a matter, there is no wrong answers here, first of all. It's about learning, it's about trying something new, it's about experiencing something new.
And that's exactly the whole point of ghostly talk.
Yeah.
I mean, so if you're listening, you might want to pay attention, you might want to think about joining ORVP too, because,
and get past this idea, I don't know
if this is good enough, I don't know if,
it's not a matter of being good.
That's
not what you worry about.
Yeah, they submitted their results anyway.
And quite frankly, if you worry about that, I think you're going to contaminate your results anyway. So get over that. You got to get over that hump. And that, and Vance, if I'm correct, that's one of the main disciplines right there, is just to open your mind. Be completely objective. You have to be completely objective. Even, and this is the one thing that always amazes me, is from some of the stuff that TSI has done already, some of the things you sent me to look over and check out and stuff like that. If I'm drawing a picture, like, you know, we're doing a sketch, or we're getting impressions or things like that, the main obstacle I would have myself would be to, okay, I'm getting something yellow, and I'm getting some, it's yellow, and it's kind of smooth-like, and it's
and
round.
Then, and
then well, it's a lemon! It's a lemon!
You want to jump to conclusions.
You want to jump to conclusions. You can't do that.
Right.
Huge.
That's probably the big thing that differentiates remote viewing from most forms of psychic talent or skill, is the fact that remote viewing was designed, and all the research that was done was geared towards, we know this occurs, we know people have innate ability to perceive things, but the problem with psychics is they don't know when their imagination or something else gets control of their process.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like you say, you're perceiving, oh, something is, there's something red, it's smooth, it's round, oh, it must be an apple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the imagination, analysis, everything else, you know, memories, experiences all come into play to try to pigeonhole your perceptions into something that it may not be.
Mm-hmm.
So remote viewing is a very structured technique and process that allows the viewer, the remote viewer, a technique, a very structured way to deal with what we call noise or imagination, and techniques to deal with that. So they can put that aside and say, oh, okay, this is my imagination. This is garbage. I recognize it. I put it here, recognize it, get rid of it, and move on, and just perceive. And that's really the thing. You don't want to think. You just want to perceive and get it down on paper, objectify everything, get it down. And there's processes for dealing with imagination and everything else, and that's really the big kicker, really, with remote viewing. It's a very structured process that allows people to deal with those challenges, basically.
And that's a really good thing, because it's just simply, as a remote viewer, it's not your job to decide what these impressions end up meaning. And so all you do is you perceive, you write these things down. It's somebody else's job to figure that out.
Yeah.
So.
I did, exactly.
This is the one time in your life you're going to be allowed to say that.
Yes.
It's not my job.
It's not my job.
It's not my job.
I wrote down red and round, and that's all I'm writing down.
That's all I'm worried about right now. I'll let the other guy figure it out.
Someone else has got to figure out what that meant, whether that means, fits, whatever. Yeah.
So, we can't stress that point enough. Get in there. When we roll this thing out in the next few weeks, feel free. I mean, I want to triple our attendance from last time.
I do too.
Triple it. If then some more. I want to get as many people involved with it as possible. Work us a little bit, people. Make us work on this. Make Vance work.
Yes. Because Vance all work on
it. Absolutely.
Vance is the
king. I was surprised at the amount of people we got last time, to be honest with you. I wasn't sure what the response was going to be. I wasn't sure if we were going to get one or two people. Because honestly, and you know, I salute everyone who participated, because it is, you know, it's a daunting thing to, even though though we kept controls in place where everyone was anonymous, we allowed people who submitted work, we told them, look, you know, we're going to, if you submit work, we're going to keep an internal file so we know what work is coming from what individual as far as being able to contact them. But as far as putting the work out to the public, no one was going to be, everyone's going to be anonymous. So you don't have to worry about, oh, geez, you know, what a horrible session that, you know, XYZ person did. You don't have to worry about being embarrassed by that. So, you know, that's the great thing. You don't have to feel as though, geez, you know, I'm really nervous or afraid to submit because I don't want to look, you know, like an idiot. Believe me. I mean, I've been remote viewing for several years now, and I still have garbage sessions. I mean, that's part of remote viewing. You know, you don't have good sessions all the time. You are not 100% accurate 100% of the time. You know, I have garbage sessions just like, you know, the gurus remote viewing, whether it's, you know, Joe McMonagle or, you know, some of these other military viewers. They'll be the first ones to tell you that, look, you know, they have bad days, off sessions like everyone else. That's part of the process.
Yeah, and that's I want to stress that to people. Going into the second one is just that.
Right.
Don't be embarrassed.
No.
That's
I'm not going to
childish construct.
I'm not going to be. I was. No. You know, if you review those shows that we did around ORVT1, there's parts where I said, you know, and it's true.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been extremely nervous. I would have been scared
Absolutely.
To submit my work, and I would have been.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that after seeing the results,
mm-hmm.
and knowing, you know, for some reason something clicked in my head and said, hey, there's actually really something here. There really is.
Mm-hmm.
So I, myself, I'm no longer scared to submit my results. I will I wanted to participate in this second open remote viewing project.
Mm-hmm.
As a remote viewer,
yeah,
you know, instead of a manager, and I want to submit results and I want to have them next to everybody else's,
and
I don't care if
you tank, you tank, big deal.
I don't care if I'm totally off, if I draw a shoebox and it's just, you know, it turns out to be a mountain. I don't care.
Yeah,
I want to submit results and I want to be part of history because this
we're keeping this up.
This kind of data is going to go up on the Ghostly Talk site,
and as you can see, as you can see, the first one's still up there for people to look at.
Yeah.
We're not going to take it down.
Nope, it's part of the greater data for the paranormal and scientific community.
Exactly.
That's what we're releasing that to. Not your name, so no one will know what one it is that I drew.
Maybe your phone number.
Yeah. It'll be anonymous, and no one will know unless I choose to tell them which one is mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be anonymous. It's going to be, you know, and so if you do bad, you do bad. But mm-hmm. I want to participate.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, and that's the foundation right there. That's the idea. And like we just said, we're going to be doing this along with all the other participants this time, too.
Right.
We're going to be, we can tell you that.
Yes, you've got Doug and Scott L. Committed to trying it out.
Yeah, because we've never done it before.
Nope, never sat down to do a session. I read
never.
A book about it.
That's okay to say, right, Vance? Vance? That's okay. We can say that, right?
Yeah.
We haven't blown the whole thing, have we?
Right. No, but that's what we want, though. We want people from brand new, never did it before, but read about it, maybe looked at the videos that Vance is coming up with an updated video,
mm-hmm.
And read his training material,
mm-hmm.
Sit down, give it a try for their very first time, submit your work and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
We want people who do it the very first time. We also, if you happen to be a trained professional, you know, called on the FBI, you know,
mm-hmm.
remote viewer kind of person.
Yeah.
We want that too.
Yeah. Anybody.
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 That's what the
it.
Word open means.
Yeah.
Open remote viewing project. It's open for anybody. And we want those sessions.
Mm-hmm.
We want that work because what we're doing with it is we're adding it to the body of evidence. We're
exactly.
adding it to the body of scientific data. And also paranormal data, because this is still in the paranormal realm, because it's not... it's not accepted science yet.
I guess I can phrase it, yeah.
Dr., you know, Einstein and stuff like that. This is more paranormal. At the moment,
mm-hmm.
The day that it becomes normal instead of paranormal,
mm-hmm.
here's some data to help back it up. That's what this is for.
Exactly.
That's what these open remote viewing projects are for.
Exactly.
Right. It's all about the science, and it's all about... the community and getting more people involved with with the remote viewing community and trying to get a lot of these different remote viewing groups to come to a common ground and kind of, you know, work together to present data. There's not a lot of that going on, unfortunately, in the community. There's lots of little subsets of remote viewing groups that do incredible work, but there's not a lot of, you know, just coming together and just, you know, doing a community project and being open about it. And, you know, like I say, I can't thank you guys enough for you know, sponsoring and giving the airtime to something like this, because it's amazing science to put back out and show, you know, under these strict controls and protocols, what can be done by people, you know, that are, you know, brand new to remote viewing, or people that are, you know, as you say, professional level remote viewers. I mean, it's fantastic documentation.
Well, we're happy to do
we
it.
We want that. And so, well, I'll tell you what.
I think we've rammed that point dead.
I hope so. I hope
that. Well, that was the biggest, like I said, that was the biggest hurdle we had last time, I think, is that we could have had a lot more people, but they were just like, you know, I don't want to be embarrassed or anything. We're not putting all your social security number and stuff like that up there. I don't even want to know that.
Right. We just want possession.
All I need to know is, okay, that's an email, whatever it is, it's going to be. Well, I'm not going to even know that this time, because I'm not the project manager.
We're not going to have any idea.
All we need to do is just get the data from you.
I
don't care. Will don't care. Karma won't care. Who you are, we don't care.
Right.
Period.
We just want
the data.
Exactly. We want that session work. It adds to the body of data. It's going to be an important thing. This is important for everybody.
Yeah, very important.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick break.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gone, guys. I'm out of here.
Oh, that's right.
I have to leave. We're going to take a long one.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. Guys, next 2 weeks, I gotta run out early because I have to stay employed.
Oh,
so,
that's true.
Vance, I'm sorry. I'll say it right. Vance, I'm sorry. I have to leave right now. I have to go to work right now.
But we'll still be here.
Well, it's nice talking to you, Scott.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I meant to say that when we were on the break. Yeah, I got to fly out right now. This week and next week, hopefully, is going to be the only weeks this happens. But I got to fly out. Will and Doug are taking over. So you.
Yeah. Ooh.
Guys, hold down. Who's that Scott? Oh, God.
He's gone now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to fly out. Let's go to break. Vance, take care of yourself. This is going to be great. I know it's going to rule.
Okay. But Will and myself will be back after the break with more from Vance West of Trinity Science International. Is that playing?
Yeah, it is.
That's really low.
That's really nice.
There's nothing
okay,
there.
Something's broke.
This is not very ghostly talk.
I go on another break. Who cares?
Let's do a different one. How about that one?
That one sounds pretty good.
How's this? We'll be back.
Thank you, Windows XP.
Will and myself will be back with more with Vance West.
Bye-bye.
Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena. Our website is aaevp.com, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Just when you thought it was safe to get drunk, then say hi to your friends.
Drunken Dialing.
Just when you thought it was safe.
Drunken Dialing.
In the house.
There's a kangaroo cake flossing in my
body.
www.drunkendialing.com.
Good night. Say good night. Say good night, Tommy.
Hi, this is Tamara Thorne, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk with the host of Ghostbusting, Scott Allen.